Ed Sheeran. This is Absolute Radio. To start today's program by giving you a warning. This is probably going to get self-indulgent, and it risks really turning into sentimental hogwash.
Okay.
So I just wanted to start by warning you of that. And if you want to go away and listen to some songs on Spotify, then feel free to. If you don't like that kind of thing. So here's the thing. I'm celebrating an anniversary today. I have been here at this radio station 18 years.
It's a long time.
It's a childhood.
It is.
And an adolescence.
Yeah. Wow.
And when I started here, I was so fresh-faced.
You were. And now look at me.
I'm haggard. I'm haggard.
Oh.
I've got an old man's pigmentation. I've been doing some sums. Mm. So including today, I've done here 4,435 shows. Now, I haven't subtracted sick days because I don't keep a good record, so it could be closer to 3,000.
Half it.
Yeah. I also worked out that Annabelle, 2,317 of those shows I've done with you.
Oh, wow.
Because, of course, when I first started here at the radio station back on the 18th of January, 1999, back when it was Virgin Radio, and Chris Evans was the owner and boss, I was in a double act with Pete Mitchell. Remember we used to be Pete and Jeff?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Pete, God rest his soul.
Stop it.
Bless him. So anyway, I've been trying to think about all the different bits of theme music we've used on the show over the years. So this is one that's on at the moment. And we've been using this for a couple of years. This is called Foco Special.
Okay.
So when me and Pete started here, we used to use this. And this is actually a very early Beatles instrumental called Cry for a Shadow. And we used to start at 6:45 nationally and at 7:30 in London.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's really weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh.
And not only that, it was back when I used to be a drinker, and we'd be going out during the adverts, news, etc., getting shots from the pub. It wasn't good. No. My alcoholism was quite bad back then. Mm. I remember once being so drunk, I tried to persuade Pete that we should do a feature where I went for a sleep, and the listeners had to guess how long I'd sleep for.
That's a good idea.
It wasn't a good idea.
For
it
you.
Wasn't. Yeah. So that was the first one. And then I couldn't remember what we used next when we moved to the Drive Time Show, Pete and myself. So I rang Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as we all know, he likes the ganja, right?
Oh, yeah.
He tells me his religion is Rastafari, and that is why. But I didn't have much hope in his ability to remember. However, he did remember that we used to use this for some reason.
Yeah.
From Black Beauty.
I remember that, yeah.
I don't remember why, but this was the thing for a while, and Pete says we used this both on the Drive Time show and on the Breakfast show.
I can't believe he remembered that.
No, I can't. I mean, you know, my memory's bad, but his is shot, really. And, you know, these were the days when we used to do stuff like Will It Flush, Life from the Toilet, and Martin, our old security guard, he would do his thoughts on the day. I used to do that thing where I inhaled a lot of helium.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't good, was it?
No,
for you,
I think it's probably done permanent damage to that. And then after the Breakfast Show, it came this one. This was the late night show, the Jeff Show, so I felt it was appropriate to have something at a slightly different pace. Bob Dylan, believe it or not, it's a song called Wigwam, which I knew from the Royal Tenenbaums soundtrack. And that was the late night show where we used to do stuff like the Dirty Book at bedtime, and what else did we do? Drunk versus Stoned.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to give us a...
For old time's sake?
Yeah, for old time's sake, yeah.
Go on then.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Drunk versus Stoned!
And we even had an essay writing competition on that show.
Oh, yeah, it's got a vague memory of that.
Yeah, I mean, so many odd things happened on that show. That was a good show, including we had the Swedish band I'm From Barcelona, who have, I think, 27 members. Mm. We had them cram into our disabled toilet in the basement here at the radio station and play a live session.
Yep.
Now, speaking of that band...
Mm. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we moved to the Home Time show, when it transitioned from being Virgin Radio to Absolute Radio, this was our theme music for years, in fact. I'm From Barcelona. I've illustrated there through using bits of instrumental music is I've been here a long time, 18 years today. And do you know what one of life's great skills is?
What's that?
One of life's great skills, and I think it applies to cool people and it doesn't apply to me, is knowing when to leave the party. and here's what I feel, Annabelle. I've been at this party a long, long time. Mm. So have you.
Yeah.
It was a bumping party at one stage.
Yeah.
Started to thin out. Mm. Then there were some people passed out on sofas and some people necking. We weren't necking. No. There was never any of that with us.
No.
And then there was just me and you in a function room.
Yeah.
Then the cleaners came in and they started mopping up. And then they stacked the chairs. And then we were locked in a function room overnight.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, the function room has been unlocked. They've set up for a whole new function. It's a Zumba class or something, and we're still here.
Yeah.
And what that isn't indicative of is when to leave the party, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I'm going to tell you a little thing that my mum sometimes says when somebody like Bruce Springsteen, the other one, he's fine. We'll leave him out of it. Bruce Forsyth comes on the telly.
Yeah.
She says, I wish he'd retire and let someone else have a go.
Have a go?
Yeah, let one of these young ones have a go.
Oh.
And yeah. with my mum's words in mind, We've decided that it's time to finish the show. We're going to end it. We've been here too long.
Too long, yeah.
And I know this is a little bit of a cliche, but I became a father for the first time last year. And you might not know to listen to the show, but this shift, it's funny hours. It's very funny hours. And as it happens, I have a lot of time during the day to be with my family. And I'd actually like to spend less time with my family. So this is something, in all seriousness, Annabelle and I have talked about for, you know, 18 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just time. And we talked to the radio station management a little while ago, and they couldn't have been more accommodating. I mean, I think, but they were perhaps too accommodating. I was hoping for a little bit of, no, why don't you stay?
No, none of that.
But no, none of
that. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah. So the programme is going to be finishing, not just yet, in early spring, sort of Easter time. And listen, I'm fully aware that most people, they're not listening to what we're doing on the radio. It's just background noise, and they're waiting for a song. And to the extent that most of the people listening to this at this second have no awareness of what I've just said.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what radio, we're just audio wallpaper is the thing they say.
Yeah.
And there will be people who heard what I just said, probably the majority who heard what I just said, and they'll be celebrating now. They'll be saying, thank Christ.
At last. Yeah.
But to the sort of dozen or so people who have listened to the stuff we've done between the records over the years, I just wanted to let you know, some of them have been with us a long time. Sometimes get email, which is both lovely and depressing, where people write things like, I remember listening to you on the way to my first day at school and now I'm a grandparent. You know, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So thank you to that handful of people, that dozen or so people, who were letting know that the programme is finishing. And do you want to add anything?
No, you said it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think I hogged it a little bit?
No, I was more than happy for you to do it all.
Was that too self-indulgent?
No, I enjoyed hearing the bits of music, actually.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, for the people who don't want to hear me droning on, at least there's a little bit of a nostalgia fest going on with that. And I didn't even cry. I was hoping for tears. I got them to put it on Periscope and Facebook Live in the hope that I'd be in floods of tears by now, but it hasn't happened. So there you go. Sorry if it was a bit self-indulgent. And if you listen to this and thinking it was self-indulgent, and you're thinking, oh my God, we've got months of them banging on, it's going to be a big countdown. We're not going to do that. You know, we'll probably do something for the last programme. We're not going to bang on about it on the show, so don't worry about that. However, on the podcast, oh, it's going to go full on. It's going to be sentiment,
yeah.
Schmaltz. Got to get Bette Midler in to sing to me like Johnny Carson did. I need to tell you something.
Mm?
I hadn't planned on playing this song. It was just on the playlist, I promise.
Okay.
It's not a clever reference to what I just said.
Okay.
The Clash, as I say, that was unintentional.
Mm, yeah.
Because there's no question, you know, we're going, and that's that. And as I say, I won't be banging on about it. Even though the temptation is, it's just bang on constantly. Today then, we've got lots to get through, so I'm not going to waffle on here. I've done enough waffling on. We are giving away money. We have a pot with 2,500...